So, next, we have Julia Willebrand. She's from the Green Party. She ran for the county, she's the county chair of the Green Party, and she ran for state senate in 1996. And she's going to talk a little bit about the history of the Green Party. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a hard act to follow Ms. Kelly and Dr. Maribel. They moved you, they inspired you, and now I have to talk to you about nuts and bolts. It sort of pulls you down. And I was inspired by the students with the taking on the World Bank and the administration of this institution. That's quite fabulous. Yeah, they deserve it. I want to talk about why the Green Party is something else. It is not the Democratic Party. It's not the Republican Party. We all know what they do. They organize primaries. They select candidates. They are bought and paid for by corporations eventually. Paper policies are created to get us to vote for them, and then those policies are overturned immediately when a corporation doesn't want it to happen. So why should I talk to you about the Green Party? What's different about the Green Party? Why are we not the same as they? First of all, we don't take corporate money. Secondly, we don't take PAC money. So, since we don't take corporate money and we don't take PAC money, how do we fund ourselves? We do it through membership. Who ever heard of such a concept? Actually, if you become a Green Party member, and we hope that everybody in this room decides to do that after this meeting, you'll be asked to pay dues, but if you can't afford it, you get a waiver, and that's that. That dues is what supports the Green Party. I get calls almost every day that say, I'd like to stop in at your headquarters. Where are they located? And then I have to think, well, let's see. The Treasury is in Evergreen Chow's back bedroom in Flushing. The membership database says it's at Rachel Treichler's Echo Books in Brooklyn. The 800 number is ringing in David Swift's house up in Cattaraugus. Howie Hawkins, who's one of the spokespeople for it, is usually up in his storefront in Syracuse. There are no headquarters because we haven't got any money. But it's also because we have a principle, the principle being decentralization. If you're going to decentralize, then you better start at home, like charity. That's where it begins. So we're decentralized all over the state with individual Greens doing the work of keeping the party going. And I'm not sure, but I think we have 20 or 30 candidates, maybe more, running this year, even if we don't have a headquarters that people can drop into. Mark Danow is running for Senate, an organic farmer from upstate New York. Ray Dowd is running on the Lower East Side against the majority leader of the assembly in New York State. And he did something quite wonderful. He got the Republican thrown off the ballot, so he's now running head-to-head with a Democrat. Anyway, it's a decentralized party with a membership base to keep everybody honest. And I thought maybe I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the other thing that makes us very special and very different. Everything in the Green Party grows out of 10 key values. The 10 key values, one of them being decentralization, is how we structure our party. Another being local control, another way that we structure our party. One of our key values is respect for diversity. Respect for diversity means that within our party, we have identity caucuses, something that's unheard of in most other things. That means that within the party, groups of usually traditionally oppressed groups can form an identity caucus, get to be represented at the party level, and actually have a vote as an identity. This is something quite special, I believe, to the Green Party. Other things that we do that are very special is we actually work real hard on issues, and we work at the local level on them. The pesticide spraying in New York City that has been going on now for, Mitchell, is it 2 years? 1.5 years, the leaders in that spraying, opposition to that spraying, are Greens. Greens started it, and Greens, I think, are central to it right now. And our belief in ecological wisdom includes things like, it was a local Green from the Bronx who organized the pesticide, anti-pesticide conference that happened at Riverside Church on Saturday, last Saturday, that Ralph Nader spoke at. That's the kind of thing. Greens have been standing with and standing actually in vigil for the last how many years at against the Rockefeller drug laws in front of the governor's house. This is something, there is no other political party that I know of in this country that actually takes issues and in fact organizes around issues and asks its members to work on them. The decentralization local control aspect also allows you have an issue that you think is important, to bring it to your local, to organize around it, to get the city and the state locals involved in it. I believe that probably the day after the election on the west side of Manhattan, because that's where I'm involved, I'm the local chair of the West Side Local, we are going to begin a campaign to do something about this domed stadium that Mr. Giuliani is planning on poisoning our atmosphere with, busting our budget with, corporate welfare once again, this time for Mr. Steinbrenner. It's a local issue that a lot of us that are working on the Nader campaign right now, as soon as that campaign is over, the next campaign starts. This is the kind of work that you can do if you decide to join the Green Party. Monique said that I was going to say something about the history of the Green Party. The history seems to be wrapped in mists of time. Every time I look, I can't quite find out exactly where it started, but I recently read that the first Green Party started in Tasmania, except that in 1976, except that people in New Zealand say, no, it started in New Zealand in 1975. So whatever, we are growing. We are a movement that people can join. There are 30 Green Parties in Europe. And now the environmental minister in six countries are Green, elected Green officials. We are moving, and it's time for all of us to join it. And I would hope that a lot of you in this room would decide after this meeting or after the Nader campaign that you might want to join the Green Party. And I look around this room, it's full of, I heard a rumor that there's going to be, immediately they're starting a Columbia University Green Local. There are enough people in this room to start about 5 Green Locals. Maybe you could have one in each dorm or something like that. But at any rate, I do hope that you feel, after the wonderful work that Nader has done to bring us to the fore, that you can join us. Thank you.